say? Good morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California. I have tagged this day as God's Word Will Not Return Void Wednesday, and you can find that scripture reference in Isaiah 55 and 11. And in the New Living Translation, it says, it is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. To God be the glory. Father, we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power. We thank you, God, for positioning us to hear what you would say this morning here on the Master's Call. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to elevate them, that they will continue to soar to higher and higher heights with you and in you, oh God. And we thank you for their yes, for it was their yes that allowed for us to gather each and every day, that our lives will continue to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we go forth with anticipation and expectation of greater and newer things that will come, oh God. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that our eyes and our ears and our hearts will be open to hear what you say, oh God. And we thank you that your word will not return void, God, but that it will go out mightily and move mountains on this Wednesday and each and every single day in our lives. So we thank you, God, and we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would anoint the speaker that will come forth this morning, that their word will go forth uncontaminated, unhindered, and that it will make changes in our lives. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, and marvelous name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I would like to ask that our hostess will come to the line and please go ahead and continue to move this call forward mightily in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Minister Jackie. Take it away.
Well, good morning, Minister Tiffany, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call. Now, to give you a little background of this call, it was founded in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. And our scripture for this call is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And all of the messages on this call have been archived, as well as all the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And there you can retrieve any messages that you have heard on this call since 2010. And the theme for this year is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed, blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany did, or a host, as I am doing now, or if you want to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. There, Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Terrell, will contact you. Now, with the theme that brought us all together was this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now known as Artist Life, and we have great, great products to help the world become healthier. Now, after this call is the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday and is conducted by a team of great, 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 great leaders that are giving vital information to help you grow your business. And the number for that call is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Now today, as we all know, is Awareness Wednesday with Queen Victoria Flanagan. And she will be speaking on the topics of the dangers of sugar. So please tune into that call directly following this call. Now, all roads are leading to Los Angeles, California for our great extravaganza. And please take note that the date has been moved, and the new date is March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2016. And that conference will take place at the Sheraton LAX. Please go to your back office for further information. You can register for the conference, the hotel, everything, and one big shopping spree. So go to your back office for further information for our Artist Extravaganza Bridging the Gap 2017. Now, right now, I'd like to get out of the way and bring forth our woman of God this morning that will bring forth the word. This woman is an extraordinary woman, Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to the seminary, where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a Ph.D. candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Kai is also in the process of ordination into the ministry at New Destiny Christian Ministry. Prayer is her focus, as she knows that God has called her to pray and to share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing, amazing young man of God, Christopher. And Christopher has graduated from a college in Danville, Kentucky. She is an artist distributor and looking forward to what God has for her next. And to add to her accolade, she is now an accomplished author with the book, When God Births the Ministry. And that book can be purchased by ordering through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Kai believes that the destiny of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our lives. So without any further ado, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others our great, great minister with the word straight from the throne, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there?
I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Minister Jackie, for hosting the call with such Jesus joy. And thank you, my beautiful songbird, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I want to say thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for giving me this opportunity to one more time come before the people of God, and I never take that lightly. But we know that we must give the highest praise and all thanks to our God, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're going to get into the word for today, and today's word is seed sowing time. It is seed sowing time. You know, we are always looking for the harvest. We as a people are focused on the harvest. But are we really spending enough time sowing seed? Are we spending enough time planting, watering, before the harvest can come? Are we putting in the time to sow into others the way God sows into us? The Word of God in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 says, "For the eye of the Lord moves to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart are completely his." See, God sows that seed. He's seeking who he can bless. So he's pouring into us. He's sowing that seed into those who are committed to him. What seed are we sowing? What planting are we doing? So we have to make sure that we take the time to sow the right seed, because we know there are consequences if we don't. The Word says in Galatians 6 and 7, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap." So I'll ask this question. What are you sowing? What seeds are you sowing? Are you sowing the seed of peace, love, and joy? Or are you sowing discord? How are you sowing that seed? Are you sowing that seed sparingly so that you can reap sparingly? Or are you taking that time to sow bountifully so that God can open up the windows and pour out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive? See, we need to be active participants in our seed sowing. And there's no time such as the present to have it become a seed sowing time. When was the last time you invested in someone? See, because that is sowing a seed of your time. When was the last time for no reason that you blessed someone just because you saw them, or that you stepped in to meet a need without having to be asked? See, that is seed sowing. Everybody looks at seed as, oh, tithing and giving financially. But there are other ways and other methods and means by which we can sow a seed. So we need to take a minute to make sure that we are actively participating in our seed sowing season. See, Jesus was always looking for whom he could bless. He was always searching. It was a blessing to each of the 12 as Jesus spoke to them and took them along with him. See, he was sowing seed into them so that they could go out and sow seed into the church. He was allowing them to plug into him, so that they could be filled to overflow. When was the last time you took time to plug in so that you could be filled, so that you would have that seed to sow? See, we can sow a seed of our time by just taking a minute to ask people how they're doing, how their day is going. Just to have a kind word, because we never know what people's situations and circumstances are or what they may need. But we know that we know that we know that if we don't sow a seed, there is no harvest to reap. We're always looking for that next blessing from God. We're always looking for that next blessing for our business, that next yes, but are you sowing the seed of your time into your business to get that next yes? Or is it all about making a dollar? See, sometimes we have to bless people with our products so that God can bless our business to grow. We need to make sure that we are actively participating. Well, how do you go about actively participating? The word is very clear in Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you actively asking God, well, Lord, where am I to sow my seed? Who am I to bless? Are we seeking that, or are we just looking to reap the harvest from a seed that has gone unsowed? Even in the natural, we can't plant potatoes and expect to reap collard greens. That's just not how it works. The word tells us you reap what you sow. So if you plant potatoes, then you should be looking for a harvest of potatoes. And if you plant two potatoes, then that's what you should be looking to harvest. But if you're sowing multiple seeds, then you should be expecting a multiple harvest. See, God is not a God of division or subtraction. He multiplies our seed if we allow him to. Proverbs 11:24 through 25 says, one gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. It's very clear we have to participate actively. If we give freely, we grow the richer. But there's a flip side to that coin. If we withhold what God has clearly given us to give away, then we suffer. See, there are consequences to every action. And the word consequence is not a negative thing. Because if you give freely, the consequence is you will be enriched. So see, that's not a negative consequence. The word consequence in itself is not negative or positive. But the consequences of our actions, of our obedience, is positive, but the consequences for our disobedience is negative. We have to make sure that we are actively seeking those who God wants us to bless. So we need to make sure that we aren't being greedy or that we aren't exploiting others. We need to make sure that when we plant a seed, we're not doing so simply so that we can reap a harvest. See, our motivation behind planting the seed, God looks at the heart. He checks to see, is she doing this simply because she is following in my footsteps, or does she have an ulterior motive? Sometimes even when we don't desire to plant that seed, to sow that seed, we must sow it in obedience. Because the word tells us obedience is better than sacrifice. So in this seed sowing season, what are you planting? What seeds are you sowing? What ground are you tilling? Are you planting into fertile ground, or are you just throwing your seeds on the side of the road so that it can be choked out of life? We have to make a decision to have a seed sowing season so that we can reap the harvest that God has promised us. We always want to reap the harvest. We do. As human beings in the society in which we live, we want to know, what can you do for us? How is it going to benefit us? Instead of being giving-minded, and how can we bless others? We want to look at our circumstances and say, oh, no, I can't afford to tithe. When in all honesty, we can't afford not to give God the 10% that he's asked for. Because it's his anyway. The word says, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, they and all whom dwell in it. So it's all his anyway. And all that he has commanded us to do, because the tithe is not an ask. He tells us that we should tithe, period, end of conversation. So all that he desires from us is a tenth, and we get to do with the 90 what we choose. But are you sowing that seed? Or are you just looking to reap the harvest without having to put in the work? See, a farmer understands that nothing is going to grow if nothing is planted. If nothing is fertilized, if the land isn't tilled, if it is not taken care of, if it is not weeded. That's in the natural, but the same thing applies in the spiritual. We have to understand that, we have to understand that in our seed sowing season, we shouldn't be looking for the harvest. Because you can't sow and reap at the same time. And what we sow may not be how God chooses to give it back to us. See, God chooses whom and how he will bless each and every one of us. But understand, if you're not sowing the seed, then you cannot reap the harvest. So I will leave you with 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. The point is this: whosoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whosoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. How are you sowing? Are you sowing at all? This is our seed sowing season. And if we are obedient in due time, we will reap the harvest God promised us. Back to you, Minister Jackie. Minister Jackie?
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that on-time, awesome word. We give God glory for you, and we know that he is doing a special work in you for sharing that precious word with us. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we so thank you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are. And, Lord, we thank you for this magnificent word that you gave us, Lord God, that we are sowers. And, Lord God, you have enabled us to sow seeds daily, Lord God, that your name will get the glory and your church, your body, your people will be edified. We thank you, oh God, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. And Lord, so we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless Minister Kai in all that she does, Lord God. Pour into her like never before blessings of virtue and love and peace and joy, Lord God.
everything that her heart desires, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you're going to supply her every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you in advance, Lord God, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you, Lord God, for our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and keep them in all their ways, oh God. We thank you for that they are prospering, being health even as their souls prosper. We thank you, oh God, for the people of God on this call this morning. We ask that you continue to bless and strengthen them, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that we all will be doers of your word and not just hearers only. We thank you, oh God, for Artists International, Artist Life, and for the extravaganza, Lord God. We ask that you just show yourself mighty in that event like never before. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved families, Lord God. We ask that you continue to comfort them. Claudette Brown, Lord God, and others that we may not know, Father God, we ask that you keep them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We thank you for healing the sick, those that are sick. Najee's mother, Lord God, we call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family.
Thank you, Minister Brenda.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful prayer. And thank you, Minister Kai, for that great, great message. And I'd like to give a few short announcements. And Minister Kai, I will bring you back for our benediction. So if you'd like to hear the playback for that wonderful, wonderful message, Sowing Seed this morning, you can hear that playback at 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN 957-677-POUND. And don't forget the Artist Extravaganza in Los Angeles, California, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Sheraton LAX. All roads are leading to Los Angeles for Bridging the Gap Extravaganza. So please plan accordingly to be there. You can go to your back office and make all of your reservations right now. So immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, where our Queen Victoria will be sharing with us the dangers of sugar. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. So I'd like to thank you again to our songbird, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone and opening this call with prayer. And thank you again, Minister Kai, for your wonderful, wonderful, profound message. And if anyone wants to receive her new book, you can go to Amazon, and also to Barnes & Noble to download her new book, The Birth of a New When God Births the Ministry. And also, shortly you will be able to download it in ebook. So thank you, Minister Kai, for that wonderful, wonderful message this morning and allowing God to use you. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Minister Jackie, for hosting this call. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that we are connected to the source, and that is you, O God. Lord, and as we leave this call, but never your presence, give us the heart to sow a seed like never before, Father. In this seed sowing season, allow us to just go forth and bless those, not based on need, but based on your desire within us. Father, we thank you, we magnify you, we lift you up. And as we walk away from this call, knowing that we are never walking away from you, we ask that you continue to strengthen us, lead us, and guide us. Lord, we are so thankful, so grateful, and can never give you enough praise. It is in Jesus' name that we call it done. Amen, amen, and amen. We hope that you go out and have great days and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.